Okay, Chodesh Iyar with Rav Ram Shor Shlita. This is from 21 years ago, Shalom Shuddis. Iyar Tavshin Pei Gimel. Rav Shor writes so beautifully in a few different mamaram in Lekach Va'alivov. And he says that Chodesh Iyar is called Nikra by the Navi in Melech Ma'alev, Ziv. Ziv is the radiance. What does it mean to be? It's the radiance. It's a Ziv. It's a Ziv HaShchina. So Rav Shor goes on to tell us that we know by the name, if you look at the name, it tells you the Avoda of the month. So why is it called the radiance? Why is it called the glow? He says we have to look at the Sefer HaSchus for Chodesh Iyar. Sefer HaSchus from the Chidush Arim. He says, when it came Chodesh Nisan, Alal Pesach, what happens? All those auras came down on Seder night, Lal Seder. And we skipped, right? Pesach, Lash Psych. We skipped all those things that blocked us. We felt the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ahava Gedolah. And what happened? We felt the Rabosh of love for us. And what happens? After Pesach, after the Sedarim, the Shechina leaves us. That extra Nafshi Cholos Avasecha leaves us. But we yearn to get back. We're sick to be able to Nafshi Cholos Avasecha. We want to get back so badly. So we're sick in our stomach. And we want to get back to that love. That's the Voda. That's the Voda of Iyar. It's the Ziv. It's the shadow. It's the radiance of Nisan. We're still feeling that light. Still feeling that aura. Like a Cheshvan is to Tishrei, maybe we could say. Like the Gemara says that. The cheshvas, mar cheshvas, the safsafin, our lips are still moving. That's what I'm saying. The safsafin. By cheshvan. But says Rav Shor, we see that the whole avoida of Pesach, the Pesach night, specifically to feel the Rabbanu Shem's love for us, and what happens, Pesach leaves us, but we want to so badly get back to that love. Nafshi chalas avasacha. He says the drashas Chasam Sofer writes, on page 205, Chasam Sofer writes that the word chola, Ches vav lamed heiz gematria mem tes. Kimei svira ha'oda margish shenafshi cholas ha'vasecha shemeshtek l'gizu ha'ava shahargish be'ol ha'pesach. That the void of svira so'imer is to feel and to yearn and to strive for that love that we felt all Pesach. That's the month of Iyar. The month of Iyar is for us to be able to strive and to yearn. Chodesh Iyar nisan l'chol ish Yisrael as a kochus l'kabas o'or shal nisan Iyar u'ziv shal o'or shal yinisan shay b'kaz l'kabas o'or v'shay bar kayama. It's not just to be able to have that or. And once in Nisa, but we want to get it back. We want to get it back. Tasha Rebbe says from the Sarm, the Iyar, the Lashon of Or. It's a Ziv, the radiance. We want to get back to that. And we're sick to our stomach, not just physically, but spiritually. We want to go back to that. And that's what he says that from the Sarm Makadoshim that tell us that Ani Hashem Raifecha is Rosh Tevos. I'm Hashem, your healer, your doctor. Parshat B'Shalach is Rosh Tevos Iyar. And you tell me, oh, Rebbe Mirzov says Iyar is only spelled with two. It's actually brought down the Ramah, Ebenezer, Kuf Chavav, Sevav. The two ways to spell Iyar. Iyar is with two yuds. It can even be written with one yud. Ani Hashem Rafecha. So we see that the primis of the month of Iyar is Ziv. The primis, we get back to the Hava, but we see also now moving on, Iyar is also one of Refuah. Ani Hashem Rafecha. We want to get back so back to that, the Indian of Refuah. And he says, if you look at Yidin Nefesh, in the second stanza, Hadar Na Ziv Ha'olam. He says the whole Yidin Nefesh, the second stanza talks about Iyar. Right? If Ziv refers to Iyar, Hadar Na Ziv Ha'olam, Nafshi Cholos Ha'avasecha, Ana Kel Narfan Al Bahar Lo Noam Zivecha. He says this whole thing, says for sure, is going on in the month of Iyar. Right? Ziv, Nafshi Cholos Ha'avasecha. We want to get back to that love. We want to get back to that radiance. And the Iyar is the refuah for us to be able to come. Get to that Shekhinah. He says that's Simchas Oilam, the first Tamat in Torah. That's the whole Avoda of Iyar. The whole Avoda is the Ziv. It's the Refuah. It's really, it's interconnected. It's the Ziv, it's the radiance, but it's the Refuah. Don't think that you're just leaving Pesach. No. There's a connection, right? The Ramban calls these days Chol HaMoed. That means there's Pesach still within these days. In the Pnimis of the Chol HaMoed is the Yontif. In the penimis of Sirius Omer is the yontif of Pesach. We want to get back to that nafshi cholos avasecha. We're so sick. We want to get back. And I remember Rav Weinberger once said, Weinberger Shlita, nafshi cholos avasecha. I forgot maybe he quoted Rav Tendler. I think he said, nafshi cholos avasecha. Pashup Shaz, my heart is sick for your love. I'm sick for your love, that I love you so much, Hashem. He said, maybe from the Gra, I'm not sure. So nafshi cholos avasecha, that I'm sick, that I should have loved you, and I didn't love you the way I should have. That I could have, should have, would have. I love that idea too. But says Rav Shor, these are the days of the month of Iyar. Shichem avodo kol yom al midah shal oso yom. Right? Every single day is another midah. Today is Netzach Shavit Teferis. So not, whatever that means to you, whatever that means to you, we're not going to get into it because I'm not qualified. You look at the Rav Joey Rosenfeld, look at the books online, Chabad.org, beautiful, Dr. Hillel Broder, beautiful, beautiful sefer. He says that from the Rimanover, that Ela kol hayom hu avodah shel sfira. Every day, she yispor sfira kama pa'amim bayom. The Rimanover would have a custom to count multiple times throughout the day for it to make it to mimis, obviously not without a bracha, but to remind himself. Every single day is an opportunity, but specifically Sfira Sa'imir, there's so much Kedusha in every single minute, so much holiness in every single Zman. We said it, Shal Shiris, you know, to be able to conclude, to move on to the second part. He says that Rav Shor says in another piece, Yisrael Achar Shar B'Char Aspar. The passage says in Yeshayim Emtes, Kadosh Baruch Hu gets his glory from Klal Yisrael. We are a Kadosh Baruch Hu's glory. As the Kiddush Levi quotes here says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, right? Kol, what's teferes? Teferes lo osev, teferes lo mina adam. What's teferes? What's the way to be able to be close to Hashem? To be teferes, to bring glory to Him, to our Creator, and to be glory to man. Says the Kiddush Levi, no, teferes lo osev, teferes lo mina adam. Teferes lo osev. The greater the glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, teferes lo mina adam, comes from us. It comes from Klal Yisrael. Yisrael HaShem B'chaspar. Like Eitan Katz's song, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us. We are Kadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin. Like the Gemara says in Brachos, and Avav Manavi, Kadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. It's Mika Amcha Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much. Who is like the Jewish people? And then he goes on to quote an incredible Sfas Emes. Metzora Tafresh Nun Dal. The Pasuk tells us in Yudal Yudal in Parshas Metzora. Lakach Hakoyin. Idam Aleh Ha'asham and Asan Hakoyin Atunuch Ha'ozem Itar Yimanis. Habon Yodon Amyonis Abon Ragwa Yimanis. Pashup Shah the coin for the Metzora to be able to get back. He has to do this certain kabonis and put blood on the ear. And on the right hand, and also on the right leg. Why dafka the ear, the right hand, and the leg? Says the Sfas Emes, an incredible idea. What's the whole point of being in quarantine? This is the first quarantine. And Imre Emes quotes the Sfas Emes another probably dafka 7 days because he needs a Shabbos. Mitzor needs a Shabbos. Dafka 7 days. If he doesn't need again, he can't go from 10 days. There's no 7 and 10 like we did in go 7 to 10 to 11. No, 14. 7 to 14 because he needs another Shabbos. He didn't get it. But what's the vote of the ear, the hand, and the regal? Says the Sfas Emes, because at the end of the day, he put his guf before his neshama. He put his mouth before his head. That he needed a Twitter. He needed a quote. He needed a talk. He put his body before his neshama. Here, the avodah is to put your ear before your guf, before your leg, before your hands. At the end of the day, your neshama, your head is the one leading your body. Your guf is not running the neshama. The neshama is running the guf. And that's why he says that ear is Rashi Tevus for oizin yad and regal. Says Rav Shor, because that is the whole avoda. Shavodas haChodesh he teferes. He betchilas haChodesh betchil midas teferes. This is the whole month. The whole month starts with teferes. If the month starts with the teferes, then that means that's the panimis of it. And then he quotes one last thing. He said that we know from the Bnei Saskar that every single month has a different tribe, a different shevet. 12 months of the year. You have 12 tribes, 13 months, that's what would be a Menashe and Ephraim for Adar. And the different ways to count, whether they encamped or how they were born. But the Bnei Sassar brings down that Ir goes Keneged Yisachar. Why Dafkad Yisachar? Because we know that Amalek attacked us when? When did Amalek attack us? Amalek attacked us during Chodesh Ir. And Amalek attacked us during Chodesh Ir. And why did they attack us? They attacked us because we were roughly Min HaTorah. We weren't learning. We were running from it. That's when they. So Dafka, this is the month. L'chein Chodesh Zem Mitzugul Eskaber B'Toyra. To the end of the day, to throw ourselves on the Neshama on top of our guf, to throw ourselves on the Neshama on top of our guf. And the last thing he quotes an incredible Gemara. Gemara tells us in Tumur Tezayin Mabez that when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, Gimel Alpayim Halachas were lost. 3,000 halachas were lost when Moshe Rabbeinu died. Zayin Adar. 3,000 halachos were gone. You find the Gemara inside. Amar Rebbe Bo. Sorry, Gufa Amar Yehuda Meshmul Shloshah Alpayim Halachos Nishchach Bimei Avos Shemoshe, and everyone was trying to be able to bring it back. Only when once Asniel Ben Kenaz came, and had he brought it back Mituch Palpulo through a sharp mind, different instances and different things he brought able to bring back. And when did that happen? Says the Remanover. When did that? It's very simple. Think about it. Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar. A few months later, they're traveling. It happened. Dafka happened in Iyar. Choydizem is sugul the pilpul hatoyi v'chlidu sheitara. V'koch hatoyi yocha odin l'shanas l'chaim yashalol shi'enichno l'tzura. The whole point, says the Sfas Emes, is for our neshama to run our guf. is that the oizen, the yada raga, the oizen should run the show. And the Bnei Yisachar tells us that Yisachar, Yisachar is the shevet connected to Ir. Then of course a malach attacked us in Ir. And of course the Yimei Avot, when Moshe Ben Adai, we were in Avelis, we lost the 3,000 halachas, but we got it back through Asniyah B'Knas. So the whole month is the avoda of Torah, is the avoda of our neshama to run our guf, that our midos are on fire, that we're really trying to grow in our avodas, and our ben adam lachaveira ben adam lamakom. That's not just good enough for us to be able to focus on the nafshi cholas avasecha, but says the Sfar Mekdoshim, if you want to look, Rechasel Kushimer brings this down. This is Parshas Kedoshim. To love your friend like yourself, Zekla Gadol B'Torah, Bikiva said, the greatest rule in the Torah. Zekla Gadol B'Torah. So you want to look in your Torah. How is my Torah learning? And you ever wonder like how your pork card is in your learning, in your growing? It says it's very key, says Rechaz Kushmer. Look at your midos. If you want to know how your Torah is in Shemayim, look at your patience, look at your love and your kindness and your compassion to other people. Look at your patience and your love and your sincerity to other Jews. Do you feel the love? Do you feel other people's pain? That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Today is the yahrzeit of Shaila Karastir. Listen to this maisa. When I first saw this maisa, I couldn't stop thinking of it. I'm going to end off with this. The Klazmeger Rebbe, Zuchus Yogan later, would say this maisa. And when Shaila, his beloved son, Rav Ravomala, was taken ill, and things were getting really bad, Rav Shaila began to cry mamish profusely. A close chassid of Hermia Hirsch Berkowitz was sent to try to lift the Rebbe's spirits and tell him the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yudav says you don't stop davening until even with the sword on your neck. Why are you crying? He said to Rabbi Shaila, we still have hope. Rabbi Shaila said, I'm not crying out of the diagnosis. He said the following: I always believe when a Jew comes to me and shares his pain, I feel as if it were my own. Today, however, when I heard the dismal news, the depth of my pain surprised me. I realized that my English was greater than usual because it was my son. His voice laced with sorrow. Rabbi Shaila asked, how can I be so callous, so cruel, to feel more sorrow at the pain of my son than any other yid? At the end of the day, Rabbi Shaila was a walking Sefer Torah. And when it came down to his son, he felt a little bit more pain. And he realized that he thought that for the rest of his life, he would hear on other Jews' pain. He thought that he was mamish. Rabbi Shaila said, how can I be so callous? How can I be so cold? The avoda of Ir is to be like Rabbi Shaila, to put our neshama before our guf. To realize that at the end of the day, we want to get back to that love. Get back to that love from us to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be Bar Kayama, that the Ziv is the radiant of the Shekhinah. As the Rimnimer says, to count every single day, to make sure that the Oizen is running the yard in regular to Sasemis, and to throw ourselves into the Torah. To throw ourselves into Torah, what does that mean? Just to throw ourselves into learning, but it should affect our midos, like Rav Shaila said. We zoche to understand the panimius of Ir. We understand the panimius of Ir. Then we zoche be'ezrashem to mekabel the Torah and Yerushalayim kodesh be'ezrashem yisbach shchach.